USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No. No question.
Eastman is one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants facing criminal charges. Trump expected to turn himself in on Thursday. A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Marie Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in the area are under tropical storm warnings. Hawaii officials are warning the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one on Monday and now stands at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains. The effort is now shifting to multi-story structures. And FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying at $1,000 per night luxury hotels.
According to the Daily Mail UK, FEMA officials have been criticized for their slow response to the devastation. The outlet suggests that the officials who are staying 45 minutes outside of Lahaina at 3 5-star hotels, the Paramount Kealani, the Four Seasons, and the Grand Wailea Astoria, may not be in a hurry to leave their luxury accommodations. Victims of the fire have also complained about the one-time $700 payments to buy food, clothing, and other essentials. President Biden approved $7 million tax dollars for FEMA to respond to the disaster. According to the Daily Mail, most of that is going toward putting up as many as 1,000 FEMA staffers. I'm Phil Hewlett.
This is USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month that it plans to move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also include Pizza Hut and KFC. That means customers would order through apps, websites, or in-store kiosks. The company that owns Jimmy John's Sandwiches is poised to grab another sandwich franchise.
Subway Sandwiches is a franchise business operated by Doctors Associates Incorporated. It's a private corporation owned by Fred DeLuca and Peter Buck, but maybe not for long. A private equity company is reportedly closing in on a deal to buy Subway for over $9 billion with a B, dollars. The Wall Street Journal reports that Rorick Capital is the leading candidate to purchase the restaurant chain. Rorick Capital is already in the sandwich shop business, as it owns Jimmy John's through its subsidiary, Inspire Brands. I'm Lance Pry.
Dick's Sporting Goods says retail theft is hurting its business and is pushing down annual profits. The sports retailer reported a 23% drop in profit in its second quarter, despite sales rising 3.6%. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.